Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with the valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And I'm Deb Wolf today. Dwayne's not with me. I'm not sure where he is. I think he's at a dog show, actually. And Stacy's getting her dog trained. Stacy Mantle, our weekly guest. I so wish I could train those dogs for her, but she's all the way in Arizona. And I'm in Vancouver. Dwayne's in Kelowna. We're in all different parts of the world here. And today we've got a guest coming to us from the Pet Hub. Pet Hub. This is Thomas Arnold. Don't worry.
Hey, Deborah.
Welcome to the show, Thomas. Welcome.
Thanks so much. And I'm here in Seattle. So
Seattle. We're Northwesterners. Well, and you know what? We should tell the rest of the world, it is not always raining in Vancouver and Seattle, is it?
No, it's not. It's been beautiful, although it's raining today.
Oh, we win. No, it's not even close to raining here. It's gorgeous. It's like heat wave, worry about your potted plants, keep your dogs in the shade kind of day here. It's smoking. It's great.
Days that you earn and that you really are happy to have.
I know. We like pine away for them in November, December, January. But now, having those long, long days when the moon and the sun are out together and it's still bright, oh, what a place to live. So Pet Hub. I remember when I was in college, there was a student hub, and that was where all the bars were. I don't think that's what you're talking about, though. What's the Pet Hub?
Well, very much like the hub that you were talking about, it's essentially a gathering place. Except more for your pet's data. So what we've created is we've got a wireless ID tag that links to your pet's free profile at our website at pethub.com. So you can put anything you want on there. You can put in vaccination information, rabies tag, license tag, microchip number, multiple emergency phone numbers, things like that, and the tag links to it. So when somebody finds your animal and they either scan the tag with your phone or they call the phone number, or they type in the web address. All those different ways, they're able to get access safely to that animal's data to get it back home quickly.
Oh, my gosh. That's like almost like Medic Alert in a way. You're found unconscious, right? And they all already know you're allergic to this, that, and the other, and you have epilepsy and diabetes, and right? It's sort of like that, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's a great comparison, but because we are software geeks that left Microsoft to go start this, we do some fun geeky stuff beyond that, such as since we're all walking around with GPSs in our pockets, known as smartphones, we pull GPS data off the phone and email the owner saying, hey, somebody just found your pet, and based on the GPS location of their phone, here's where your pet is right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah, see, I want to track my kids' glasses and my cell phone when I lose them. But there's lots of people out there with Houdini pets, you know, who are just constantly getting out. And it's such a hassle, you know, and maybe he's just three doors down. Or the cat that goes missing, but it's actually across the street in someone's house and they've put up posters and you just didn't happen to see the posters. And right there sometimes, eh?
Exactly, and I can't tell you how many times people don't realize their animal has not gone missing until they get a phone call from us or they see the alert come through in their email that says somebody just found your pet. They look out in the backyard thinking the dog is out there and realize that it's already across the street somewhere and somebody found it.
So what makes somebody who works for Microsoft just wake up one day and say, I'm going to do something for animals? Like, what happened there?
Well, I'm a huge, huge tech fan, of course. So I've got, I love running software projects. And of course, I love the animals that I have in my life. I have two dogs and two cats. And I was thinking, I'm at that point in my life where I really want to make sure everything that I do, that I'm actually, seeing immediate value coming back. And so I know darn well that, I can create this really cool technology and see the immediate value of helping animals. For example, we have animals that are, last year, the animals that went missing, 97% of them were home in under a day using our technology. So the reason I started it, long story short is I was working in India for a month and it turned into a 3-month project for Microsoft. And, I was feeling out of touch with my animals and wanting to be in touch with my animals, knowing, you know, what was going on and being able to quickly and easily change emergency contact information, as pet sitters came and went in my animals' lives. So
did you Skype your dogs from India? Is that what I'm hearing? Did you get some kind of hookup double cam relay that only a techie geeky guy could do and get to live like with your pets while you weren't there virtually? Did you do something like that?
Did not do something like that. But
not that far, huh?
Did when the sitters came into the house, and I was also, when I changed sitters, I was able to quickly change their contact information on the profile without having to change the physical tag.
Okay, I see. So you left Microsoft. You're doing this. How's it going so far?
It's been going fantastic. We've actually raised $1.7 million to do this. And so we have a nice team that's working on this. We've won some awards from Dog Fancy and Pet Age and Pet Business. And we even won in the Seattle area, we won Most Innovative Product of 2013. BBC World News and Popular Mechanics and Inc. Magazine have all written articles about us. And so we've been blown away by the reaction that we've been getting. And, of course, our users themselves are loving what we're doing.
Well, I understand you have a giveaway for us. So if you guys want to get in on the giveaway, our regular listeners, just email allpawspettalk.com and we'll figure out who wins. I'm sure Karen at Pet of the Day will oversee that one for the giveaway. But if people want to get this for their dog or cat, how do they get a hold of you? How do they find it?
As far as signing up for just our service, they just go to pet.com and they can – go and pick a tag, any one of our tags, or they can even, if they're in Europe or in the U.S., you can pretty much go into a pet store and buy a tag from one of our partners. Red Dingo has this really beautifully designed tag that uses our technology, so you don't have to get one of our tags. You can get one of our partners' tags. You just activate it on our website. So pethub.com will get you started.
I can't tell you how often I found pets, because I stop for lost dogs and missing dogs, and sometimes they show up at the kennel. Can't tell you how often I found them, and the number on their tag leads nowhere. It's like grandma's old home phone number from 10 years back still on the dog. You know, leads absolutely nowhere. The old cell phone plan that no one's using anymore. Like, you can't even find the pet, so this is going to help a lot of people. PetHub.com, Tom Arnold. Not Roseanne's husband, Tom Arnold from PetHub.com. We only have a few seconds left. It's been lovely having you on the show. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, everybody, go to PetHub.com. And I'm about to welcome Dr. Carol. She's coming on next for our next segment. I'm going to ask her all kinds of things. She's going to tell us all kinds of things. You know Dr. Carol. If you have questions for her, second opinions, health, nutrition, anything like that, send it to allpawspetdoc.com. Market attention, Dr. Carol. And we will read it and answer it on the air for sure. All right, everybody, stay tuned. We'll be back in a second with a Smart Animal Talk.
I'm your doggy. And I love you, and you know that I need you.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made. And here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And I have so many questions for Dr. Carol, which is good because we need you to send us some more questions. We do. We need your dog and cat problems, anything to do with a second opinion, nutritional opinion, first aid, anything that's not getting better, anything that you just wonder, like why? Why? And last week we were talking about a big why, and I don't think we totally got to the meat of it, Dr. Carol. So welcome to the show, Dr. Carol.
Well, thank you, Deborah. I'm delighted to join you.
Last week, we sort of talked a little bit, I felt like we just got to the exciting part of it, about animals and their sixth sense, and in particular, dogs, but cats and horses too, and how come, you know, the elephants were okay in the Thailand tsunami, and how come animals seem to, not one animal gets hurt in these terrible disasters, and then you were telling us about this actual part of their body that does this stuff. And so I just want to hear more about that because this is not old news for me. This is new for me in the past few months. Just right, trying to get my handle on this.
Yeah, you know, and that's a great point because I think it got a little bit confusing. And the confusion arose between the pet's sixth sense, which is from something called the vomeronasal organ. And that's in and around the nasal sinus area. And that's the sense that allows pets to communicate with other pets, to communicate, you know, with people and places and things like that, and to be aware of things that our five senses don't allow us, you know, to perceive anything other than those five exact senses. In addition to the vomeronasal organ, there are actual magnetic ions in the brain of pets that do line up with the similar magnetic ions in our atmosphere. And it is that ionic connection, if you will, between the brain and the atmosphere that, for example, allows pets to find their way home 5 years later, as the Walt Disney movie depicted, or other examples would be...
Incredible Journey, that one was. That was
right.
A good one. But it makes you wonder, or that was a summer apart, but it makes you wonder if the pet can return home, why were they gone 5 years? You know, like when these incredible, like if they have this incredible sense to find their home, why were they not able to do it a little sooner? Right?
Well, Deborah, you'd probably have to ask each of the pets, but my guess would be is they got carried away on a journey and just, you know, took the route that the journey gave them. So, you know, whether, you know, pets get distracted, you know, the beagle sees a rabbit, you know, all kinds of things happen that distract pets the same way they might distract a child. So even though you meant to go one way, your attention is, you know, is changed, and then boom, you know, you start following something else. And by the time you're done, you say, gee, where am I? I'm lost. And then, you know, maybe somebody puts a little treat at the door and takes you in for a couple days,
right.
You know, and so it's just a series of events, not of course, meaning the pets don't want to come home because obviously they
must if they make that epic journey. But I see what you mean. And also probably the times they move is when they're not happy. If they're being pampered and cared for somewhere, that's as good a place as any to stop, right? They're smart travelers. They know how to do it.
Exactly. You know, cats in particular, if you give them the right bedding and feed them the right food, you know, they'll stick around for quite a while. And if at some point things don't meet their needs, for example, one of my very best girlfriends up in Wisconsin had a little cat and that with one dog. And time went by and they decided to get a second dog. And about a month after they got the second dog, they just suddenly noticed that the kitty never came back. And it's been about a year and the kitty still has not come back. And after talking about it in detail, we decided that that cat thought that two dogs and one cat, not okay for this house. And this cat is moving on. And
right, that happens.
You know,
I had a cat who really didn't appreciate the children. And after one particularly wild Sunday school pool party, she just kind of up and moved next door.
You know, that's
they
just...
They don't have kids next door, and she's happy with that. It's an old lady next door, and she just decided, you know what, I've had enough.
Yeah, and cats are independent, so they'll make the choices in general that suit them best. You know, whereas dogs are much more connected and deeply tied to people, and even if, you know, the food and the bedding and the surroundings aren't perfect, their love and their focus is really on that owner and on that person, and they're willing to take the blows right along with the person. So it's just,
so
you know,
while we're talking about this, though, I mean, that cat is still visiting me. It still poops on my driveway, unfortunately, but I still see it when I take the garbage out or when I'm in the driveway cleaning my car, anything like that. I mean, it's still checking in with me. And I don't think I want to just caution people, if you're listening to this and you're interpreting this that, oh, so if I move, I should take my dog but leave my cat, that's really not the case. These animals are bonded to a place and a situation, but it's you in that situation that they're bonded to. So if you're moving, don't leave your cat behind. It's never the right idea. Right, Dr. Carroll?
That's exactly right. And with all the, you know, the tough economic times that we're having and all the homes and whatnot going into foreclosure, people are, you know, suffering just to put food on their table to take care of their family and their two-legged children. And it is very unfortunate because many pets are just being abandoned, dropped off, or left wherever they might be because of the financial difficulties that many pet owners are experiencing. And if you happen to be one of those pet owners, drop your pet off at a shelter or, you know, at a place where they can provide, you know, proper care for the pet and try to find that particular pet a new loving home rather than just, you know, dropping them by the wayside.
Okay, so we only have 3 minutes left in this segment, but we are coming back for more with Dr. Carroll. Before we finish up on the sixth sense, and I know I'm going to ask you about it again because I find it so interesting. No, I really do. The magnetic ion thing in the brain. So is that – okay, I notice – as a dog trainer especially, but living here with so many dogs at Camp Good Dog, I notice that thunderstorms drive everybody bananas. The older the dog, the worse it is. The puppies don't seem to notice. As soon as they hit about 2, 3, 4, they're basket cases when there's a thunderstorm. Some dogs worse than others. Is that ion and magnetic charge? Is there a connection there?
Absolutely. In fact, Deborah, it's that connection that a lot of these scientists and research facilities use certain dogs to predict, you know, natural disasters, you know, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, etc. And they use dogs like that to help them perceive these natural disasters, obviously prior to their occurrence. And that's how they are able to do that, because those ions do line up with those magnetic ions in the atmosphere, and that is in the tsunami, the big awful tsunami that happened. That's why those animals all walked up to high ground, and not a single animal was injured or hurt. Because
everybody, stay tuned. I'll be talking more with Dr. Carol. We're going to talk about why those animals were okay, and more topics on Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Anytime you're near.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
Talk radio, which makes sense because we're now being listened to by university students, I just found out. So, Dr. Carol, you better be careful to get your facts right. These people can fact check.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it that they're choosing to listen to us. That proves we're smart radio. So, okay, let's keep going on this magnetic thing because everybody knows a dog who scratches, claws, paws, tries to jump in the bathtub, which for me was kind of a sign there might be something magnetic to this because the bathtub's grounded. But there's these dogs do these crazy, crazy things when it's thunder or lightning. And some of them do it for fireworks because I think they think it's thunder or lightning. What's going on?
Well, animals and people, we have all these little ions and calcium and potassium channels and whatnot in our brains, some of which are more perceptive, if you will, to external stimuli than others, be it radio frequency of waves, be it light, be it sound. And their brains, because of these ions and the way that they line up, are simply able to detect or perceive them a lot earlier and a lot more accurately than you or I would be able to.
Like a person, for example, would this manifest itself in a person who's sensitive by causing them migraines when the pressure changes? Is that what you're talking about in a human kind of way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's very similar to that exact phenomenon. Electrostatically induced electric currents, is flowing through all these electrophysiological systems. And because of differences in the biochemical pathways, if you will, in the animal brain, there are certain primarily calcium and potassium channels that switch off and on, kind of like an off-on switch, which allows different things, different electromagnetic waves, different types of frequencies to be detected sooner than you or I might.
Okay.
Be able to detect them.
Mm-hmm. But what's the fear? What's going on? Like, why? It seems really like they're extremely stressed out and fearful, right? It's not nausea or migraine like we might experience with a storm coming or a change in pressure. It doesn't seem to be change in pressure. They seem to know it when it's coming hours ahead and hours after and in the next town. And, you know, and then why, if it is something magnetic, why would fireworks, just because it sounds similar, what's, or is that a different fear?
Well, that's a loud, scary noise. And the other thing that you have to kind of think about is, you know, pets are pets in our home, or our house pets that are not relying solely on the ions in their brain to detect what's going to happen next. So, yes, they can and are able to detect, you know, a thunderstorm or whatever it might be prior to its actual occurrence because of the connection between those ions. And it scares them. I was talking to a client last night, and her dog was madly licking its paws. And she said, oh, there's going to be a thunderstorm. Whenever there's going to be a thunderstorm, my dog starts, you know, licking her paws because she's nervous. And that's...
Well, that's a minor reaction, but probably it'll get worse with age. But it's typical, right? Stressed out dogs lick themselves.
Yes.
Sort of like if you think of a person with a tic where they're constantly sort of fussing with their hair, or rubbing their arms or washing their hands. It's a nervous sort of a thing, right?
It has a lot to do with that, absolutely. They had a thing about, I was just trying to find it, about some children... some children before an earthquake happened, a bunch of babies woke up about an hour before the actual earthquake occurred. And that was something that they were, you know, researchers were working on to figure out how it was that those babies all sort of woke up, you know, just before that happened, if you will. You know, it's also related. It's kind of like the mercury, you know, in a thermometer. You know, it measures temperature, but it also measures pressure, which then obviously affects temperature. And I know that that's very complicated and not simple by any stretch of the means, but it's basically those ions and the fact that they are very perceptive to these different changes in our atmosphere, from radio frequencies to pressures, et cetera. And that's how they're able to let us know when we're going to have an epileptic seizure, or if you're a diabetic that your blood sugar is low and you might be, you know, going to face a diabetic type of incident, you know, things like that. Even, you know, dogs that detect, you know, if you're going to have a heart attack, all those kinds of things. It's all through those electromagnetic fields, if you will, that allows them to perceive these things much more accurately and much more quickly than you or I.
When I have a dog that's afraid of thunder or afraid of fireworks, I do find that there are products out there that are t-shirts and sort of garments designed to make the dog feel really tight, you know, swaddled almost, really tight, like almost like a running shirt that I might wear that's all spandexy and just sort of squishes, that kind of a feeling. And it does make them calmer. I found Rescue Remedy has helped a lot. But what you're talking about makes me wonder. I mean, I always thought it was totally hokey and never believed in any of this kind of magnet therapy, you know, where they stick magnets on you or your animal. It was pretty popular in the 90s. Is there anything to that, given that you're now telling me all about this magnetic ion in dynamic that's going on?
Absolutely. I mean, these are all very real, and we all have this ability, but as far as being able to use it, you know, to your advantage, that, you know, that's something a little bit different. For example, sometimes they've done all kinds of experiments about hens laying double yolked eggs right before an earthquake. Electrical discharges were made at a chicken farm using a certain kind of a generator, and basically it induced the chickens to start laying eggs.
Hmm.
So it's really interesting and more than a little bit confusing, but basically it's just saying that their brains are very susceptible to these different electromagnetic channels, and they are able to perceive them and respond to them much more quickly than you or I might be able to.
Well, we're talking to Dr. Carol Osborne. We're going to give out her 1-800 and website information in the next segment because we'll be back with her in a minute. But I'm just going to let you know, I'm going to take a little turn now and ask Dr. Carol about a couple of issues that have come up lately with me and some of my customers who want to know, when is it worth checking and when is it maybe worth letting go when it comes to a very old golden that has lumps and bumps. And they keep checking all the bumps and checking all the lumps and nothing's showing up. But now she's so old that even if it did show up, they probably wouldn't do anything. And they feel guilty that another lump shows up and the kids are like, we better take her to the vet. Should they? When can you stop? When is it too much? Because I know it's been in the news a lot lately with human medicine that all this testing sometimes doesn't save any lives. Sometimes you find out and deal with things that maybe would have resolved themselves. So you could ask about that and also hernias and testicles that don't drop in little puppies. Should you buy the puppy anyway? I say, oh yeah, no problem if you're not breeding it. Why not? But we'll see what Dr. Carol says because she's a doctor. I'm not. I'm just your host on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk. And we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
And
you know that I need you too.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Hello, you're back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Deb Wolf. Okay, I said I'm just a host, but I'm also a dog trainer, dog breeder, best-selling author, won Best Pet Radio in America 3 times. So I do know what I'm talking about just a little when it comes to dogs and cats. And I have a litter of puppies. If you want to check them out, go to Facebook. Yeah, check out Camp Good Dog. I know you all are too far away to order puppies. We only sell them locally. But you can see how cute they are, my little standard poodles. Oh. So, Dr. Carol, if someone wants to buy a puppy and they take the puppy into the vet or they pick a puppy, they're at the breeder and they say, oh, I like that one. And the breeder says, well, I have to tell you, its testicles have not yet dropped. Or I have to tell you, it has a hernia that needs to be corrected at spay. Okay, are these reasons they should walk away or run or should they just buy the puppy anyway?
Hernias are easily corrected and are normally corrected when the animal is either spayed or neutered. So no, that would not make me walk away. Testicles that are retained, however, that is a hereditary genetic defect. Those animals should not be bred. They are very suitable as pets. The retained testicle is normally somewhere in the abdomen between the kidney and the inguinal canal, and they have to go in and actually do an abdominal surgery to get that retained testicle out. The risk with leaving the retained testicle in the body is that it can become cancerous. Scott Hamilton, the famous ice skater, had a retained testicle in his abdomen, which did in fact become cancerous. It was, you know, later removed and he's fine and back on the ice. But that's just an example.
Wow. Okay, so I want to ask you what gives a hernia, but I also want to say that sometimes A puppy cannot have its testicles out at the first vet visit, but by the second they're out, or by the third they're out. And if you're not, so what Dr. Carroll just said is if you're not going to breed it, it probably doesn't matter. But if you were going to breed it, steer clear of that one. Okay, so hernias. Whoop. I mean, I think of hernias as something that old big men with big bellies get when they lift too heavy things. Is that not right?
Not really. A hernia is just a tear, a break, or a perforation in the lining of the abdominal wall, which is called the peritoneum. It's just like a little piece of tissue paper. So it's not hard at all for something, you know, an organ, a loop of gut, whatever it might be, to sort of pop through that fine little lining and cause a bulge, which we refer to as a hernia. And they are, in most cases, easily corrected. The risk, for example, with an inguinal or an abdominal hernia, is that if a loop of gut or intestine gets caught in the hernia and it gets squeezed real tight, unless it can get back into the abdomen, it will die and become necrotic and then, of course, become infected. And that would, you know, require major surgery for correction.
Okay. So if you take the puppy to the vet and the vet says this is not a big deal and we'll correct it when we spay or when we neuter him, then keep the puppy. Don't worry about it. And if not, then it could be something more serious, and then you maybe need to reconsider what you're doing. All right. So the other thing we need to talk about, Dr. Carroll, is someone wrote in. They have an older golden retriever, and since she was about four, she started having lumps and bumps in various places. And each and every time they would take her in and take a little tissue, or different things were done at different times. Sometimes it was just a liquid, and sometimes it was a segment. But they've always followed up with a lot of medical exams on all the lumps and bumps. And now she's really elderly, and they figure, should they keep bothering? There's a new lump all the time. Well, why should, you know, they don't think they would ever put her through cancer treatments at this stage of her life if they, you know, is there any reason they should keep running this old dog to the vet for lumps and bumps?
Well, do we know what age this dog is?
Well, they were telling me the last time they took her in, she was 13. So over 13 and a golden. Okay. So we're talking older than most on the planet, right?
Okay. Well, so she's a teenage golden, and whether she's a golden or frankly any breed, as pets age, as people age, we tend to get a variety of lumps and bumps. Now, as a veterinarian, what I find, which is very common, is many of these lumps are just fatty lumps. It's a benign overgrowth of fat cells. We call it a lipoma, and it does not do anything bad or hurt the pet in any way. They tend to grow quite large, and they bother the owners more than the pet. In certain cases, I mean, they can grow to be as big as a basketball, for example. And in those cases,
you know what?
Yes,
she sent a picture, and these look anywhere from grape to none of them are even as big as a little tangerine. Like, they're all really small, nodule like, all over her neck, and there's some on her hips.
The thing to do is take a look at your dog once a day. Run your hands all over your pet's body. Make a mental note, or even write it on a sheet of paper about the location and size of a particular lump or bump. And then once a week, just take another look at it. If it's not changed in size, it's not gotten any bigger, if it's not opened, ulcerated, or bleeding, then chances are it's just a benign lump that you should not be concerned with. The lipomas, which are the fatty tumors, are the ones that seem to bother pet owners the most and may bother this owner of this golden retriever that we're referring to. And again, they do not harm the dog. If they get really big, like, you know, football, basketball sized, which they can, then it's kind of like a space-occupying mass, which does bother the dog just because it's big and it's in a weird place. And those can be removed. They can actually be removed in many cases just under a local anesthetic versus a general, which is, you know, much safer in these old dogs. But the thing to remember is if your dog is eating and drinking, urinating and defecating normally, waiting for you to come home, loves you, wants your love and affection. That dog might be old, he might be lame, and he might have lumps and bumps, but he's still enjoying life, and he doesn't want to go anywhere. He wants to be right where he is. I remember my dad. My dad was a diabetic, and he had all kinds of problems. And for years and years, he sat in this big green chair, and he watched TV. And that was about the most he could do. But he didn't want to be euthanized. He didn't want to go to a home. He was just enjoying life at that stage of his life to the very best of his ability.
And so dogs are much more zen about these things than we are. We are running out of time on this segment, but we will be back. But you're right, a dog can enjoy just a cool nap on a breezy day in the shade and not sweat the fact that he's no longer chasing rabbits. As we look at him and feel sad for the past, he's okay with it, you know?
Right,
so there is good in the moment. But we only have 1 minute left, Dr. Carroll.
As a veterinarian, I believe that there is a time when pets tell you that they've had enough, and we're going to tell you what to look for right after this brief station break.
On Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Deb Wolf and Dr. Carroll. Stay tuned.
And anytime you're near,
attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Radio. And if you're listening to Dr. Carroll before the break, she said we're going to talk about when it's time to euthanize or give up on a pet that you've had for a long time, when it becomes the right decision. And I know some of you will be looking at your 2-year-old, 3-year-old pet and thinking, well, I don't need to worry about that. You won't believe how fast it will come. And yes, you do need to think about it even now. You need to make a list for yourself, maybe. But we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about horses, because I got a talking to from our listeners last week. Anyway, Dr. Carol, before we get going, because I don't want to forget, can you please give out your website, your 1-800, so if people want to reach you, they can do it.
Absolutely. We offer pet health consultations, answer pet questions for dogs and cats. You're welcome to call our office. Our toll-free phone is 1-866-DR-CAROL. That's 1-866-372-2765. Visit us online at carolonpets.com.
All right. So what would you like to tackle first?
Well, when people are wondering when it's time, and that, you know, they have these old dogs and, you know, when is enough enough? In general, when a dog no longer enjoys his meals, when a dog just lays in the corner with his head down and you walk inside and he does not acknowledge you, in my opinion as a veterinarian for the last 20 plus years, that's my impression of how they say, you know what, it's been a great ride, but I've had enough. And that allows a pet owner to make a decision, and the consideration of death with dignity, in my opinion, you know, there's a lot to that. It's very hard
to let
go. I
totally agree. But what about the pee and poo issue? Because what I find most with customers and owners, that's the divisive, you know, when the animal has accidents in the house, that's when they can't tolerate it anymore. And, you know, how do you deal with that if the animal still has great quality of life but cannot be trusted to not mess?
In many cases, animals that lose their house training and consequently urinate and defecate in the house, many of those animals are suffering from dementia, or what we refer to as Alzheimer's disease in dogs, technically termed canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome. And that is a hallmark sign of that disorder. They stop greeting you at the door. They get lost in the house. Many of them forget their house training, urinating and defecating in the house. And for many pet owners, that is a break point when they simply cannot tolerate that. The good news is, for those owners that are interested, is there are natural and traditional medications that are quite effective that help to reverse this degeneration of the brain, if you will, and can help restore mental acuity as well as alertness. L-Deprinol is available over-the-counter in a liquid that's very easy to obtain. Anipril is a prescription agent. Basically, it's the exact same active ingredient, L-Deprinol, but it's been packaged up so it is available as a prescription. Ooh.
These medicines that you're talking about, if the dog isn't demented, if it isn't suffering from this other side of becoming elderly, but maybe it just has spinal myelopathy. So, for example, it's bright. It's as bright as it ever was. It's as clear-headed as it ever was. But its messages aren't going from the front end of the dog to the back end of the dog, so it can hardly get up. Well, it's going to have accidents, you know.
Right.
But the dog is still there, right?
Right. And that's a very valid point, Deborah. Degenerative myelopathy, which is a condition very common in golden in German Shepherds and some other large breed dogs, causes a loss of nerve innervation to the hind legs, and it sort of goes forward. So first they drag their hind legs. Eventually it does get to the point where the spinal nerves are affected, and they lose their ability to control their urine and feces. And yes, once again, for most owners, because there is nothing that we are able to offer, that is a decision that many pet owners are forced to make when and if that situation should arise. But keep in mind that there are other reasons. For example, in old female spayed dogs that sleep at night and then leave a wet spot, that's different. That's called estrogen responsive urinary incontinence. Basically, they dribble urine because they don't have estrogen, because they've been spayed and their ovaries, which produce estrogen, have been removed.
Are there estrogen-rich foods you could give them, or vitamin C I've heard helps, but I don't know why.
Well, that's a very good point. The FDA has recently approved something called diethylstilbestrol. We abbreviate DES. That's simply a synthetic form of estrogen given to the dog. In general, about a milligram for 3 to 5 days in a row usually stops the leaking, and we can spread that pill out to once every 7 days, in some cases to once every 2 weeks. Again, it works like a charm. So there are cases, and that's why you need to see your veterinarian and go over these things and not just sit and worry, you know, yourself into a frenzy, because some of these issues are easily treatable, and on the other side, some are not. And when you have the facts on the table, I think that's the best way to sit down as a family with your veterinarian and make a decision that's best for your pet and best for your home life as well.
Well, thank you very much for all that. We've got to think about that. It's a really hard decision to come to when your dog or cat is just, you know, I mean, I think we get stuck. I think we think, oh, he'd do anything for me, looking at our border collie or our Labrador, or, you know, this cat that's always been there when we had divorces and deaths and in the family and this kind of thing. But, yeah, but also, if you were in such pain, oh, man, your dog would slit your throat. He'd do you the favor. He wouldn't keep you going, I believe. And I think at some point, it's just not worth it for them. And I don't think, well, in my experience personally, I've never felt it was I've never felt it was too early. When I decided to have a pet put down, I sometimes felt it was too late, so that I should have done it sooner. Well, so it's a tough one, though.
It's important because it is a true act of love, of unselfish love. It's very hard to let go, and that's something that people have to come to terms with themselves. Is when is the right time, and when has the quality of that pet's life slipped below what that owner considers to be a satisfactory level? And that's something that each and every owner has to come to terms with themselves.
Okay, so we're getting near the end of our show today, Dr. Carol, and I have to let the horse people know that I got your emails. I did. I got your postings and your pictures and your emails and your stories of horses saving you from different things and bonding with different animals and adopting different animals and the pictures of all these noble, wonderful creatures that are not surfer dudes. And I totally apologize. I really do. I've been told off, Dr. Carol.
Well, what did you say and what is the problem? Let's see if we can fix it.
We only have 2 minutes. I think we have a problem. I think we might have to do a horse show. Maybe next week we'll do some horse topics. I'd love to do that again, you know, because I think there's people out there wanting some horse topics or wanting to know about horses, how they differ from dogs and cats, how they're the same, how we need to be around them, what the greatness of them is, because obviously I missed that. But I love horses, and that's the thing. I was really surprised at how people mistook my talking with you last week about horses. I love that they've got this energy that isn't so, it's not the same as dog's energy. It's not the same as cat's energy. It's different. And I was trying to describe it, but people didn't like that. So keep your horse questions coming for Dr. Carol. Anything at all you want to ask about horses. This is your doctor, right, Dr. Carol?
Absolutely. And I am a horse lover like none other.
Well, maybe sometime we'll go for a long ride somewhere where we can let the horses swim. I love that. Okay, everybody, stay tuned. Next week, we'll be back with another show with Dr. Carol, and obviously we're going to go galloping along next week down Horsey Lane. So this has been Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Deb Wolf. You can check out my Camp Good Dog Puppies on Facebook. They're gorgeous. And be good to your animals. Until next week on All Paws Pet Talk.
And can you find your name?